How you feeling that way?
I feel good. I feel good. You know, the doctors had to take the precautionary reasons or do whatever they have to do as doctors to make sure everything is stabilized and everything is where it should be. But, you know, if it was up to me, I wish I could have walked off the field. They wouldn't allow me to, but I wish I could have did that.
Tell us what it was like, what you went through, what you remember from the whole experience.
I mean, I remember everything. I wasn't knocked out of anything. It just happened so fast that, you know, it's just a game of football. I think we all know the consequences of this game when we play it, you know, even as young kids, you know, playing the game. We understand that it's a violent sport, and sometimes things like that happen. And I had a lot of prayers go up for me, and a lot of people, you know, believed in me. And I think that's the reason why I came out unscathed. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing to still be out here. And, you know, we're going to take it day by day.
It was tingling, but you've never lost feeling. Is that?
Well, I've had plenty of, you know, of stingers, but this was a little different. It was almost, I pretty much lost the feeling in my arms at one particular time. So that was kind of the scary moment where I had never experienced that before, not having the feelings, but also having the tingling in my fingers, but no feeling in the arms. And I've had the stingers where it hurts, you know, the pain go down your arm, but, like I said, man, just blessed. Unfortunate situation, you know, just being, you know, being aggressive and the teammates being aggressive, and you know, that's the nature of this game, and I think we all understand that.
What was going through your mind as you were being carted off the field?
What was going through my mind? I can't say what was truly going through my mind, but it was a few bad words that I had for the doctors, and you know, I told them they didn't have to do that. They could have let me get up and walk off the field. But like I said, they had to do the precautionary things and the things that they felt were right, you know, as doctors. But I was upset that I had to leave the field. And especially when they put me in that ambulance, I was really upset then. You know, I just felt like I, you know, could at least come back on the field and watch the end of the game at least. But like I said, they had to do what they had to do.
So there's never any real, real concern from your part?
Hey, man.
You know, you didn't feel like...
For my part, no. I mean, I think everybody else was a little more worried than I was. Like I said, man, I know the consequences of this game. You know, I put my life on the line every time I step out there, and this is what I live for, to play football. So if something happens to me on the football field, just know that I feel good about it, and I'm doing what I love to do.
I know you're saying those bad words to the doctors, but you kind of understand the precaution there?
I understand. Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm not mad at them, because I do understand. You know, where they were coming from that aspect. But my family was there at the game, and you know, that was my biggest concern, to for them to know that I was okay. That's why I wanted to walk off the field, and to see me call it off on the stretch is a tough thing for anybody, even if it's not a family member, even if I see somebody getting called it off that I have no idea or no clue about. It's tough to watch. So you know, I just thank everybody that, you know, supported me and sent prayers out for me.
What makes it worth the risk at this stage of your career for you?
I have nothing to lose, man. I mean, this is I'm doing what I love for a living. This is what I worked my whole life for, you know, beginning as a child. And, you know, I go out and expect to win and play well. And my teammates expect me to be out there. And it's my job and my duty to make sure that it happens.
Well, you going to play this? You think you're going to play this week?
I don't know. We're going to take it day by day, see how it feels. Let the doctors and trainers, you know, decide what's right. And, you know, go back and forth with Mike and see what we can come up with. But, you know, as of right now, we're just going to take it day by day.
Any concern about getting back out there too quick and setting yourself back?
I'm not scared, man. I play the game for what it is. And I love it, passionate about it. And if I feel like I can go, and I will. But if I don't feel like I can go, I don't feel comfortable with it, then I won't go. But, you know, like I said, we're just going to take it day by day and see what happens.
Did you see the replay?
I don't need to see it. I was a part of it.
Yeah, I didn't know if you looked at it.
I don't need to see it. I was a part of it. I remember it very vividly. And so, therefore, there's no reason for me to have to watch.
After having practice today, do you feel like if the game was today, you could go?
I don't know. You know, it's no pads on. I mean, it's a totally different game with pads and without pads. So, you know, when you're out there, you know, hitting and doing the things that you have to do to be a complete football player, it's a totally different thing. So, you know, we're going to see how it turns out. And, you know, hopefully by the end of the week I have an answer for you.
Did you know it was Gerard?
No, I didn't have a clue who it was. Like I said, it happened so fast that, you know, you really don't have time to think or react. You just, You know, you just kind of, you know, caught in the moment. And that's pretty much what happened to me.
Looked for a while like you tried to get up and then couldn't quite.
Well, I like I said, I leaned up. You know, the doctors wanted me to stay down, but I wanted to lean up and, you know, show people I was okay. And at that particular moment, you know, they asked me a few things that were wrong, and I told them. And they felt like just taking the, you know, the cautious way out, and which was to cart me off. And like I said, I'm not disappointed or mad at them guys about that because they did what they had to do. But to all the fans, I definitely could have walked off the field, no question.
Were you aware all your teammates were around you?
A little bit, a little bit. You know, just trying to, you know, I was just trying to keep myself as calm as possible, you know, and to make sure that, you know, I didn't do nothing to mess up what the doctors were trying to figure out. So I was just trying to do my part and make sure that, you know, I kept my head in the game.
Looking back on it, what did it mean to hear the fans chanting your name during that whole thing?
I wish it would have been from something else. I wish it would have been from a big play or something, but it was cool, man. It reminded me of when they used to chant Eddie Mack's name all the time, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it was a good feeling. And but like I said, I wish it could have been under different circumstances.
Al, your defense didn't give up any points before that happened. Mm-hmm. I know you weren't there, but then 16 points after you left, do you think just the way you were carted off and everything had a...
I don't know. I don't know. You have to ask those guys. I don't have a clue. You know, I want to say Seattle just, you know, made some plays when they had to. But you can feel a little air taken out of the stadium, of course. But, you know, my thing is, regardless of who goes down, you know, we got to find a way to step up and make plays. If it's myself or whoever, you know, your team has to find a way to dig down and get it done. And we just didn't get it done.
Alan, I don't know if you were asked this before, but I remember a couple years back, didn't you have a neck problem that at one? No, I'm just saying, how was this different? I mean, was this much different than the experience you had a couple years ago when you had that issue?
Yeah, this is much different. A few years ago it was a stinger. This right here was far from a stinger, I believe. It was much different. Like I said, no feeling at all. Stingers, you have feeling. You know, at least I have when I've gotten. But this particular feeling, I didn't have any feelings in my arm at that particular time. So just wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, be as cautious as possible.